Off the Ball Breakfast, Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Mbappe, and look, I've been a long skeptic of Mbappe. I thought, you know, because he had it too easy.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Troy Parrott is reunited with Tottenham tonight in the Europa League. Shelburne striker Sean Boyd gives an insight into working with Damien Duff, and the international tug-of-war over Rocco Vatta appears to be coming to a head. First today, Troy Parrott could come up against a strengthened Tottenham defence when he's reunited with his old club this evening in the Europa League. The Ireland striker has 17 goals in all competitions for AZ this season, including 4 in Europe. Parrott says he's no regrets over his permanent move away from Spurs last summer.
No, definitely not. Look, I think for me, it just didn't happen. I'm okay with that. I'm here. I'm really enjoying myself here. I love life over here. So, yeah, I think now I'm just focused on where I am right now and trying to progress and keep getting better here.
And last game you played against Spurs, you were relatively new at AZ. And when you look at your position you're in now, do you feel like you've increased in the past months, and in which way?
Me personally, I do feel like I just feel like the relationships that I have with my teammates has become a lot stronger, and I feel like when it's that way, it's a lot easier to do well and to link up between us. So, yeah, when I said before that I feel like us as a team are in a better position, better understanding of each other, it comes down to just playing more together and spending more time with each other on the pitch.
Christian Romero and Mickey van de Ven could be restored to the Spurs defence for the first time since a costly game with Chelsea in December. The defensive pair have travelled to the Netherlands and trained ahead of that last 16 first leg. Dominic Solanke is another one that could return from injury, but Dejan Kulusevski was left in London to nurse a foot injury. Ange Postecoglou says his returning players will be picked based on fitness alone and not the potential tempo of this evening's game.
Yeah, I never think about it that way. I mean, because I just think, you know, I don't know what a lower tempo kind of game is. I think every game, especially at this level, players go to and they know they have to perform at their best. I think it's more of just making sure they're ready. And I think for us, again, I've always felt that our training is a real good preparation for the way we play. I think it's the best preparation for the way we play, and the fact that, you know, Romero, Dom, and Mickey have been able to train with us at a good, like the intensity we usually train at, rather than sort of what we had been training at, is a good indicator to me that, you know, they'll be able to cope with whatever sort of game we put on them.
Ed, finish, please.
Hi, Ange. You mentioned that it's been good the last couple of weeks in training. You're starting to, you know, obviously get a few players back. Do you sense that there's a real hunger in the squad to not prove people wrong, but finish the season off well and, you know, show what they're really capable of? Because it's not been great so far.
Yeah, look, it's fair to say that, you know, the boys really understand there's a great opportunity for us and. You know, I think they've appreciated the fact that, like I said, the guys who've sort of been playing through have now been able to sort of recover and train, you know, and prepare themselves better for games. And that's, like I said, coincided with seeing their teammates come back. And certainly the guys have been out injured, and we've already seen that with guys like, you know, Vic and Brendan and Mattis to a less extent of Wilson have come back into the team destiny, and they've come back with a real sort of, you know, hunger and desire to help the team, because I think they've all been really frustrated, you know, sort of sitting on the sidelines and seeing, you know, the how difficult it's been for the group of players who have been playing, and they just wanted to help, and now they get that opportunity. So I think, again, I think you sense that in the group that, you know, they're appreciating the fact that now they've got some, you know, some support and some help, and like I said, there's a you know, a sort of platform there for us to hopefully, you know, get back to playing our football and like I said, to seeing how far we can progress.
Also kicking off at 5:45 is Manchester United's first leg with Real Sociedad in the Basque Country. United have had to travel without Harry Maguire and Manuel Ugarte, both of whom picked up knocks in their FA Cup exit at the hands of Fulham on Sunday. Martin Zubimendi's trained for Sociedad despite coming off with a hamstring injury in their 4-0 loss against Barcelona over the weekend. The Europa League represents United's final chance of silverware this season, and winning would mean qualification for the Champions League and all that comes with that. But Ruben Amorim is just concerned with winning matches.
That is clear. I think it's not the crucial thing for the future of the club. That is my view. And I'm here for 3 months, and I think that is clear. But I understand is a massive difference in our season, especially because we are out of the cups, in the bad position in the league. That could change a lot of things, even the way they see the coach. So I know that is a massive pressure. But I will say it again: Manchester United can have that can call all the best players, even without Champions League in the future. We have to change a lot of things, and we're trying to do that. So I think that there is more important things than win cups in this moment. That is my feeling. But I understand that winning Europa League can change everything for us in the next season.
Leon boss Paulo Fonseca will be allowed in their dugout for this evening's first leg away to FCSB. He was handed an incredible 9-month touchline ban by French league officials for his aggressive confrontation with referee Benoit Mihiot during their 2-1 win over Brest at the weekend. Fonseca has been banished from domestic touchlines until the 30th of November and can't even go into the dressing room before, during or after a game until September. That ban could also be extended to European competition but isn't in effect tonight. Lyon say they'll pursue an appeal. Tonight's other 5:45 start is in Istanbul, where Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce take on Rangers. It's Barry Ferguson's first European game in charge of the Glasgow club, and Mourinho had a swipe at his predecessor, Philippe Clement.
I think that is a very important thing in a football club, is the connection between the fans and the coach. And you can tell me that he doesn't have much experience in European football as a coach. You can tell me all the negative things that you could find. I prefer to go on the positive side, and I think it's going to be much more difficult with him as a coach than with the previous coach, because the previous coach was more worried about philosophy than on the pitch. It's on the pitch that you win matches, it's not with philosophy. And for sure Ferguson will be much more pragmatic, much more objective, and will be hard for us, but it's going to be hard for them.
At 8, one of Mourinho's former clubs, Roma, play Athletic Club. Ajax host Eintracht Frankfurt, Bodo Glimt play Olympiacos, and Plzeňa face Lazio. Chelsea are among the early starters in the Conference League. They're away to Copenhagen from 5:45. At the same time, the team that knocked Shamrock Rovers out, Molde, play Legia Warsaw. Alisson says his performance in goal for Liverpool last night was probably the best of his career. He pulled off a string of fine saves to keep them goalless before a late smash-and-grab goal from Harvey Elliott saw the Premier League leaders win 1-0 away to PSG. Arne Slot left to the defence of his goalkeeper when he was accused of time-wasting by local journalists.
I think it's clear you are not used to... let me say it in other words. I've played games this season where goalkeepers took much more time before they took a goal kick than we did tonight. Or with throw-ins, sometimes it takes a minute. But that is not for you to know, but for me to know. We've played many of these games. I didn't feel we were time-wasting today. We just tried to play the game. But it was clear that as the game passed by, a draw was the best possible result for us. But we, in the end, we were lucky to even get the win. But it didn't feel to me as if we were time delaying that much.
Bayern Munich say goalkeeper Manuel Neuer will be out for the foreseeable future due to a calf injury. He tore the muscle in his right leg during last night's 3-0 win at home to Bayer Leverkusen in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie. The second leg takes place in Leverkusen on Tuesday. Shelburne striker Sean Boyd's given an insight into the motivational methods of his manager Damien Duff. Boyd opened the season with a brace at home to Derry City, with Duff saying afterwards he needs more performances like that. Ahead of tomorrow's visit of Drogheda at the Talca Park, Boyd dropped by the off-the-ball studio to reveal some of his manager's unique methods.
The manager demands, effort every single day and, you know, full focus. So,
is he making different demands off you at the moment? I know he's pushed you hard over the last 3 or 4 years at time and sort of knows when to push the right buttons with you. But again, going back to that thing of, you know, he scored 10 goals last season, scored so many vital goals at the end of the season. You're obviously with a confidence that you need a different way of being treated maybe by the manager?
I don't know. Here, it's, the manager will tell you that, I suppose. He knows, he does know how to get me going and how to push my buttons. It works, it has worked. I've played my best stuff under him. I've loved, you know, every minute I've been with him. There's been some probably times I've done stupid things and he's nearly killed me over them, but I wouldn't change anything for the world. He's, you know, him and Joey especially have, you know, seemed to get a lot out of me, and you know, I love it. I have to say I do love it. I love going in every day. I love seeing them. I love being around them. They're great company, on top of everything. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
How does Damien Duff try and push your buttons?
Telling me Paul Diamond has better movement than me. Different things, you know, stuff like that. Joey, since my little lad Jack was born, Joey would say to me, he's made you soft, you're soft, since the baby's born. Stuff like that, you know, little things. But I heard, some days I'll be like a pig at home. He'll be reading messages or, you know, I'll be going home fuming, but I seem to be doing all right over.
Tomorrow night sees Bohemians reunited with their former manager Keith Long in a game away to Waterford. It's three consecutive one-goal defeats for Bohs since their opening weekend win over Shamrock Rovers at the Aviva. Speaking on this week's LOI pod, former Dundalk boss Vinnie Perth believes Bohs should be much, much better than that.
I think Bohemians should be year in year, and we can all have a year or two out, they should be minimum top four. That's a big club bar. That's a, I think the people will pretend it's not, but I think the budget is close to a top four budget. It's thereabouts. Oh, for me, there's no excuse for not being a little bit higher up the league. I think they should be doing a lot better than where they are. So whoever has questions to answer that, that's their own business. But I'd be really disappointed as a Bohs fan for where they are now. And they need to build a team and a bit of togetherness.
And you can hear the full LOI pod for free this week and every week in the OTB football feed. The international tug of war between Albania and Ireland over Rocco Vata appears to be reaching a tipping point. Reports in Albania yesterday suggested that the Watford playmaker had received a call-up to their squad for this month's friendlies against Greece and Luxembourg. Other outlets claim that the 19-year-old, who has 3 goals in the championship, has already received notification he'll be included in Heimir Hallgrimsson's Ireland squad for the Nations League playoff with Bulgaria. Those reports seem premature, with Hallgrimsson not naming his squad until next week. However, one constant with all of the reports is the lack of response from Vata towards the invites from his father's homeland, suggesting the Ireland under 21 international has already decided where his international future lies. Chelsea have moved 8 points clear at the top of the WSL after a 3-1 win against Leicester. They remain unbeaten under manager Sonia Bompastor. She says it was important her side responded positively after a 2-2 draw against Brighton last time out.
This result means a lot because, you know, when you just drop points, it's really important to win the game after. And I think the reaction was good from my players, but I was expecting that.
Manchester City's hopes of qualifying for the Champions League took a blow. City conceded a 91st-minute equaliser in a 1-1 draw away to West Ham. And finally, Wexford legend Nicola Sinnott has announced her retirement from the game. She helped Wexford win 4 league titles and 4 FAI Cups and made an incredible 277 appearances for the South East club.